This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu, and you're listening to A La Carte Tuesday on Enterprise. Now, IDC stands for Ice Dreams Cafe, a story of two high school friends dreaming to put together an ice cream parlor in a cafe. So IDC also stands for ice cream, desserts, and coffee, and they hope to serve you chills in the Malaysian heat. So we're here with the founders to share how they run the cafe of homemade desserts from scratch while being new to the industry. So Darren Tan and CK Chi started this in August 2015.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah.
So what was the story like, I mean, for you guys to get together to do this?
I think they came up from an idea of having to serve good ice cream and good desserts. And so I have a passion in coffee and Darren has passion in ice cream. So we decided to come up together and do something about it.
Okay, aren't there enough already in terms of what's out there?
In terms of ice cream parlors in Malaysia, they usually only concentrate on ice cream and desserts. Sometimes they actually sort of compromise on the coffee. So we want to put that all together to bring something different to Malaysia.
Okay, so your hot seller are your affogatos.
That's right.
Okay. Tell me about your affogatos and the weird concoctions.
Yes. Thank you for having us, first of all. Affogato is basically Italian drown, and a lot of Malaysians actually think it's a very typical dessert, and it's typically with espresso, with vanilla ice cream, but it's actually not. So we actually created a very special, unique, and also introduced something new to the Malaysian. So we actually came out with a very, very interesting combination, which is olive oil with sea salt.
I was like, huh? Okay.
Yep. It's very weird, but it's absolutely amazing, the texture and also the flavor.
Okay, so you've got the salted egg yolk affogato as well?
Yep.
That's a permanent feature?
That's right.
Okay, and the brownie salted caramel affogato?
That's right.
Okay, see, I'm ready.
But we have a local twist flavor, which is focusing mainly on lemongrass and ginger ice cream with pandan mochi and drowned with a lot of salted gula melaka.
Okay, now your ice cream, is that something you guys have come up yourself?
We actually imported the ice cream directly from New Zealand. It's actually one of the best due to the, of course, New Zealand, they are famous for their dairy, one of the best in the world. So naturally, they came out with very good ice cream products as well.
So this brand is Kapiti.
Yes, that's right.
Mm. How did you discover this brand?
It's actually a long history from my family business, but we have been doing this for the past 30 years, and we discovered this brand 4 years ago, and we actually had a partnership with Malaysia Airline, but that is for the other side of the business. We think that we should introduce the full range of flavors to the consumer, and that's why we came up with this IDC with CK. You can actually get all the 24 flavors in the store, in the cafe. But not only that, of course, we have handcrafted desserts and as well as
okay,
coffee.
What are these handcrafted desserts?
Everything is homemade. Okay. Our desserts, including the most popular desserts in Malaysia, waffle.
Okay.
Waffle with ice cream is the best combinations.
Waffle, okay.
Yeah, we actually create a batter from scratch using the best French butter to create the best aroma and as well as the premium ice cream. So it's actually all original and natural.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your family business is in what?
I would say it's frozen goods.
Okay.
We are mainly focusing on frozen goods.
Oh, and that's how you discovered this Kapiti ice cream.
Yes, that's right.
So in terms of what about you? No F&B again, both of you?
No, this is totally brand new for us. I think it's a big learning curve for us because we haven't been in this industry totally. Right now, we are learning every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was some of the things you learned in the early days?
Early days.
Which was surprise.
heads up, it's a tough industry, very difficult in terms of managing it, coming up with new things, trying to promote new items to Malaysians. Because I find Malaysians like to go for new things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard to keep them, you know, at bay all the time.
Mm.
So yeah, we always look for something new, and hopefully we can create something even better this time.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So when you coming into this industry, it was new, and you know, you say you're learning every day. What were some of the surprises, like behind the scenes, in setting up the business?
Mainly,
I think we can talk about the first 3 weeks when I was away.
Yeah, the first 3 weeks.
You started and you went away.
That's a very interesting story.
It was only me and a few of our staff.
Some partner.
Yeah, some partner.
What happened?
Basically, Darren went for a trip, right, to America.
Yes.
Yeah, he booked it a long time ago, so I had to handle the cafe for the first 3 weeks myself with a couple of staff. So I was there for, I think, from day to night, every single day. It was really, really tiring. By the time he came back, I think I lost a lot of weight. Yeah, I lost a lot of weight.
But it was easy. I mean, there was business from day one. It was good business and all that.
For the start, it was a bit slow because I think we're brand new. So then we tried to build it up with asking a lot of friends and family to come over and to try our desserts, our ice cream. So true word of mouth helped us to, you know, promote the cafe. And I think it got really much better, I think, after the first month. Mm. It got much better.
And you all don't want to introduce savouries at the moment. It's just dessert, pure dessert plates.
Right now, I think we would like to focus on what we do best, which is desserts and all the sweet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe savoury, maybe sometime in the future.
Maybe.
Do you get people asking for that?
Plenty.
Yeah, we do.
Plenty. Yeah. But we just want to be focused.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like, you just don't see ice cream parlors of savory food. Yeah.
We get all sorts of funny requests when customers come in asking, do you serve pasta? No.
They were hoping to end off the meal with that. So that's a Malaysian thing you have to work on. Now, you're in Damansara Kim, right?
Yeah.
Is there a reason why you all chose that location?
I think firstly we would like to find a place where we can get, you know, both sides of people from KL and Subang. We actually thought of KL, but we thought we would just get stuck with KL people.
Okay.
So in PJ,
something
we get
wrong with them.
Yeah, you know, it's common because, like, you see, KL people don't like to come up to Subang, and Subang people don't like to go down to KL.
Mm.
So we've tried to find something in the middle. So PJ is the best place for us.
And why a shop lot and not the mall?
I think it's a very risky thing to jump straight to the mall because you know, you have high capitals and everything. So we actually thought of trying it out first in the shop.
Okay, so the shop, and then so far it's pretty good in terms of finding a park and in terms of getting the crowd that you want.
It's not too bad. It's more of a family oriented neighborhood right now. Parking is easy on the weekends. Weekdays are usually packed because of the offices around, but it's still not that bad. Yeah, okay. Still easy.
And you close just like on most typical of F&B on a Monday.
Yeah, we close on Mondays.
Okay, so who does what in running this place?
Myself, I'm actually handling more on the food and as well as the marketing, and whereby CK handling more the operation and back end stuff.
The back end stuff.
Yeah, and of course beverages. Yeah.
So what's it like working with a friend?
It's a very good question.
Yep. I think so far so good. No drama at all.
Yeah, we are very fortunate because we are compromising to each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me a situation where you had to compromise. let you win lah.
I mainly came up with the promo stuff, and of course sometimes other people will have different thoughts, and of course, nonetheless, CK will say yes.
Oh,
at the end of the day,
there are other partners as well.
Our other colleagues.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, we are very into all people.
Mm.
Yeah, so we want to do it collectively instead of individually. Mm. So of course, CK will reject some of my ideas sometimes, but I still went ahead.
I give my opinions, but in the end, we want to decide on things. easier. Yeah. So we sort of compromise with each other sometimes.
Okay. Mm. So, all right, we'll talk a little bit about the ideas that you have, the marketing side of things, in just a moment. I'm speaking to Darren Tan and CK Chi from Eyes Dreams Cafe. You're listening to A La Carte Tuesday on Enterprise. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Building first world mindsets. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Enterprise. It's A La Carte Tuesday. I'm Frida Liu, and Darren Tan and CK Chi from Ice Dreams Cafe is here with me. Two high school friends started this in August 2015. They're located Damansara, Kim. So you come up with all the marketing side of things, right? What are some of the interesting promotions you've come up with?
Our most exciting event is definitely goes to our buffet, ice cream buffet. So you actually just pay 18 ringgit for
all you can
enjoy for the rest of the night, ice cream. Yeah,
is this like how often do you do this?
We do this every 6 months.
Every 6 months, yes. So and you get a lot of people coming for that.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
And the average spend for a person, how much would that be?
It's close to 15 to 20 ringgit per person. Yeah.
And that's you feeling that that's a sweet spot in terms of pricing?
Definitely, definitely for family, yeah. Mm.
Do you find that, you know, you've been open for 1.5 years, how is this space, this F&B space, this retail space?
You mean the...
In terms of revenues, in terms of the market and all that?
Yep, like CK said, it's not easy. Mm. It's a very tough industry, a lot of labor, intensive work. And you need to keep up with the trend, of course, sometimes. But, of course, you can't leave out the classic, which a lot of Malaysians actually like the classic. Mm. Yeah. They will
vanilla,
try something
chocolate,
new.
Strawberry.
Oh, yes, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Our top seller is another.
Triple chocolate.
Triple chocolate. Yeah. It's just predictable, to be honest. Yeah. I thought some of the exotic flavors would be quite interesting to them, but they'll try.
They'll try one time.
They'll try. Yeah. But after that, they will stick back to the classic.
Yeah, I'm actually a vanilla kind of
girl. Are you?
Very vanilla. I was like, just stick to the basics. And then you've also tied up with Uber and Offpeak and Fave. And what's your objective here?
It's definitely to create awareness. Mm. And of course, we want to let people try more of our products. It's a win-win situation. They get to promote their services, and we get to promote our products as
so
well.
So it's more awareness.
Definitely.
Mm. A lot of awareness. And you find that from there, do you get repeat clients?
We do. Mm. We definitely do find it very effective. Mm-hmm. So we always open for partnerships and collaborations.
Okay. Anything interesting that we can look forward to?
At the moment, we still want to stick to our buffet. Which is coming up next month.
Okay. Mm.
So we would like to focus on that first, and then we will open up for other partners.
Okay, so if you find that a lot of your business sometimes is Instagram, Facebook, that kind of thing that encourages people to turn up.
Yes, social media. Only social media.
Only social media.
At the moment.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, we do allocate some budgets on a monthly basis for social media advertising.
Okay.
And we find it effective.
And who do you find coming to your place? Is it the younger folks on the weekdays and families over weekends? Is that sort of the predictable sort of thing?
After a while,
we expected the younger crowd from start.
Yeah.
But I think it changes over the course, right?
Yes.
Now it's more on family. Mm. And more on family or like...
It's a very friendly neighborhood spots for them to hang out and chill, to meet their friends over the weekends. So we find it a bit funny because that's not where we spend our advertising money on. Yeah, because our age group does not reach to them, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah, but of course, I mean, it's a neighborhood, so we always welcome family.
But you do feel a difference in terms of your business this time compared to last year, that, you know, the economy and all that. Do you feel the pinch?
Yeah, we do. I think if we compare both these years, this year is way slower.
This year is slower.
Way slower. Probably, because of like what you said, the economy. So we hope things will be better for the next couple of months.
Right. Mm. And Puasa is coming up soon. Does that affect business?
Surprisingly, last year was our best month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we expect the same. That's why we...
Do you know why?
That's why our buffet is in the next month.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So that's...
I think this is just a wild guess. I think people tend to be more open to options.
Okay.
Because it's a lot of market and food around them.
And we want to overeat during Puasa month.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah.
Okay, so now in terms of expansion, what have you got up your sleeve?
We after almost 2 years of operations, we get a lot of questions from our customers and also some of the business partners. Mm-hmm. They will want to see more presence because Damansara Kim is a very friendly neighborhood, but it's not a very high traffic area. Mm-hmm. So we kind of like reached the peak of getting people, pulling people in. So rather than doing that, we would want to be more proactive and to be out there. Mm-hmm. So we want to be in the high traffic area.
Malls.
Yeah.
But full-fledged cafe or different strategy?
It's more of a kiosk.
A kiosk.
Yeah, anything, a to-go store.
Anything already finalized that people can... Not yet.
But that's our plan for this year. Mm-hmm. We want to take it slow as well because it's not easy, like CK said, the economy is pinching us. So we want to be more cautious in terms of our expansion. So, but definitely this year we can open one. Yeah.
Is there a reason why you don't make your own ice cream? Would that be cheaper?
Oh, yeah. The reason is consistency, of course. You might think it's cheaper to make it yourself, but if you want to make it that level of quality...
In terms of the ingredients.
Ingredients, yeah. You have to import your cream and milk, and that's not what you want to do over the currency right now.
So actually, in terms of the cost, it's actually cheaper, and you get the complete product, and you get a good product.
We get a good product and very good partnership as well with the New Zealand counterpart.
Okay.
And we are very... close in terms of working at flavors together as well. Mm-hmm. So we just want to stick to them.
You basically brought the full range from them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the 24 flavors.
And counting.
Oh, and counting. I've got lemongrass and ginger, but Black Doris, plum, Anzac coconut cookies, and Feijua.
Yeah.
So is there any in from these kind of brands and all that, is there anything that's popular or do we still back to our ice cream? Our chocolate?
Yeah, I mean besides the classic, I think the most popular is fig and honey.
Mm-hmm.
Fig and manuka honey. People find it more premium because it's manuka honey.
Okay.
And we have plum as well. Black Doris plum is also very popular. It's very tangy and very easy to consume as a
individual. And you tell people it's not gelato.
Yeah, it's not gelato.
And why people think it's gelato?
I think they tend to mixed up gelato and ice cream. It's actually two different things.
Okay. How so?
It's three components. It's butterfat, air, as well as temperature. For ice cream, you get the more fluffy and more creamy, not creamy, but I would say it's more buttery texture and flavors. But gelato is more to lesser milk fat and also slower churn, hence the dense texture.
Right.
And they serve higher temperature. So you get the elastic texture and smooth in your mouth.
Okay.
So it's totally different thing, yeah.
Both are just as fattening.
It depends.
Main question.
It depends what's your perception towards fat or cholesterol.
Right.
Some people perceive sugar is more killing.
Yeah.
And some people perceive butterfat is more killing. So it depends how you look at it.
I say if you want to eat, just eat.
Yeah, precisely.
That's the right attitude when it comes to desserts. That's the right attitude.
Okay, so all the best with Ice Dreams Cafe. I've been speaking to the founders, Delicat Tuesday, on Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.